Wildfires continue to rage in the interior due to hot, dry weather, lightning, and erratic winds. Over 80 active fires are charring thousands of acres a day and spreading smoke across the region. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Air tankers roar through smoke-hazed skies. It's summer in the interior, a few weeks earlier than normal. 261 fires have already burned over 260,000 acres, mostly in the interior so far this season. Alaska Fire Service spokesman Doug Stockdale says longtime agency employees say the weather isn't unprecedented, but the fire activity is unusual.
Seen similar conditions, but nothing as extreme as they have been thus far with the number of acres burned.
Alaska firefighting agencies have had to tap Lower 48 and Canadian crews and aircraft early to deal with the intense activity. They're busy jumping on fresh lightning and human-caused starts in populated places daily while trying to cope with rapid growth of lower priority backcountry fires. Fire Information Officer Pete Buist describes the fire behavior as extreme.
Large flame lengths, you know, more than 100 feet in some places. Rapid movement of fires, particularly with some of the erratic winds that we've been having in the evening. We've had fires that moved, you know, a mile or two an hour, spotting a quarter to a half mile, sometimes up to a mile ahead of the main fire.
Buist says firefighters don't have a lot of options in the face of large advancing wildfires.
It's really not safe to put people in front of a fire that's behaving that way. And so what we end up doing is backing off, fighting fire where we can, and then waiting until things cool down.
That could happen later this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Berg in Fairbanks says a gradual cooling trend is expected.
We have a frontal system that's working its way down from the Arctic over the next several days, and we'll see slightly cooler temperatures in the interior and a little bit more moist, so we won't have as significant fire danger as we've had in the last a week or 10 days.
While humidity is forecast to rise, Berg says there's no significant rain in the forecast. That means large established fires won't be going out. The Toklat fire, burning southwest of Nenana for weeks now, has crested 100,000 acres as over 100 firefighters work to protect remote properties and cabins. Over 500 people are on the Eagle Trail fire near Tok. The top priority blaze that almost overran the village of Tanacross last week has charred over 8,000 acres. Fire Information Officer Celeste Prescott says it's been putting up a lot of smoke.
The smoke is getting fairly thick, and there is some ash fall, not only in Tanacross, but also in Tok.
Prescott says firefighters are working to keep flames away from the Alaska Highway, secure lines established around Tanacross, and to protect remote cabins in the historic Mansfield Village site. Two large fires northwest of Fairbanks have burned over 25,000 acres off the Elliott Highway in recent days. The state's Buist says one of the fires made a significant advance Sunday.
The Applegate fire, which is pretty much in limited suppression over northeast of Manly, made a run at and burned into Eureka, and a number of buildings were saved, but that fire got across the Elliott Highway in the vicinity of Eureka in several places.
The Applegate and Cascaden Ridge fires have forced closures along the Elliott Highway. Another priority fire continues to grow near Delta Junction. Over 100 firefighters are working the 15,000-acre Gills Creek blaze along the access road to the Pogo Gold Mine, where crews are trying to protect power lines in the face of fast-advancing flames. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.